She was born in 1986 in Lake Placid. We know that she was born Lizzie Grant. She went to boarding school. She sang in choirs. She attempted her first attempt at a career in music in about 2008. She released an EP and then a digital download album at the beginning of 2010. Then she went away for a bit, reinvented herself, changed her name, and came back with bigger tunes, bigger hair, bigger personality, and now she's the internet lightning rod we all know about.
Lana Del Rey. So, Andrew, why are people so angry? You didn't succeed the first time, do it again.
I have absolutely no idea why people are so angry, except to suspect that, like a lot of people in the modern world who choose the most extraordinary things to get angry about, they really don't have enough going on in their lives. Of all the things going on in this world that you could choose to get indignant about, the idea that a pop star has to some extent contrived their image strikes me as inane to the defeat of simile, frankly.
So Lucy, what do you think it is that why people are getting so angry and saying, I'm not going to buy her records anymore, I've been duped? Why?
Well, I think one of the reasons why people kind of question her authenticity and talent is that the music that she released under the name Lizzie Grant kind of mysteriously vanished from the internet, which you could argue completely makes sense if you're trying to reinvent yourself. Why not? But I think that's what led some blogs to call her the Frankenstein of indie and to question what she had to hide.
But either she can sing or she can't. I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's about? Either she's a good singer or she isn't. And if she's learned to sing since she was Lizzie Grant, maybe she's embarrassed by Lizzie Grant.
Exactly. I think she can sing. And I think actually when her album comes out at the end of this month, that will be the judgment day. And that's when people will be able to kind of judge her accordingly.
I wonder, Andrew, if this is really about an awful lot of the fans being angry with themselves because they feel that they fell for something which wasn't real.
Every time you buy a pop record, every time you read a book, every time you go to a movie, you're falling for something that isn't real. That's part of the point. To think otherwise is to believe that Johnny Cash is disqualified from singing Folsom Prison Blues because he never shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. It's an absolutely extraordinary way to look at the world. It's like this is the equivalent of grown-ups getting upset about the fact that it's not actually a fat man in a red suit who brings them their presents down the chimney on Christmas Day.
Yeah, Lucy, I have to say, there's a lot to that, isn't there? Because being an artist often does involve reinvention. I mean, we see that so often with people even just changing their names. They don't want to be the working class boy or girl that they were born as. They want to be something more glamorous.
Absolutely. And I think many of the best artists, you know, David Bowie, even Bob Dylan, reinvented themselves. But I think with Lana Del Rey, a lot of it is because of the internet and, you know, the savage kind of side of the blogosphere where you can't hide anything. It's very intensified. There's a lot of kind of brutal comments out there, and for some reason, whether it was jealousy or not, she has become a kind of target for this vitriol.
Because, Andrew, this is really, isn't it, a story about the internet and how it can be used to so quickly create and destroy fame. People love those very successful stories. Somebody becomes almost famous overnight and then they love to bring them down, and the internet allows you to do it.
The internet is a truly, truly fabulous outrage generator, and it is a forum that allows basically sort of slightly sad, embittered people who can't think of anything important to get excited about to vent their spleen upon the entire planet. In Lana Del Rey's case in particular, it is amplified by the fact that she is all those things that a large proportion of the online community despises the most, which she's female, she's young, she's pretty, and she's successful.
So people want to bring her down?
Yeah, unfortunately that is the case, given that a large proportion of the indignant blogosphere, I suspect, is male, middle-aged, and conspicuously unsuccessful.